要用神与挪亚的方舟之约来查考圣经里的道理。
And this afternoon, we will use the topic, the covenant of ark between God and Noah, to study the gospel.
我们今天早上提到，神他宣告，当时候，凡是有气息的人活物，他们的尽头已经到了。
This morning we studied how God warned those who were wicked all on the earth that their time was near.
因为罪恶的缘故，导致人的心思意念以及行为都败坏了。
Because all their thoughts and all their actions were full of wickedness.
我们知道罪是因为人违反了神的命令被引诱之后进入这个世界，从一个人开始的。
We know that sin came from one man when he did not abide by the will of God.
所以这个神他并没有创造罪啊。
So God was not the one who created sin.
神也没有创造所谓的恶者。
And God was not the one who created evil.
神所创造的都是好的。
And what God created was all good.
所以罪其实从被造之物违反神的命令来的。
And so sin came about from those that were created when they went against the will of God.
那这个罪就像一种权势，一个力量，就开始影响着以后所有的人。
And the sin is like a power, and it starts to influence the people after.
神已经先定义人如果犯罪之后的结果。
And God had already established what would happen if man committed sin.
所以神当初跟亚当说，你如果吃了这个分别善恶树上的果子之后，那个日子你必定死。
And so God had told Adam that if you eat of the fruit of the tree of good and evil, then you will die.
那这个死亡就是灵性的死亡，也跟着肉体的死亡。
And this death is not only a spiritual death, but also a physical fleshly death.
那这个死亡就是人跟神的生命隔绝，人远离了神的面。
And this death is also a distance between God and man.
那所以当人犯罪之后，人离开了神，从此这个罪，人就活在这个罪里面了。
And once man committed sin, there was a distance between God and man started living in sin.
也就是说，从此人就不能够再跟神有那么美好的亲密的关系的。
And in other words, man could no longer have such an intimate relationship with God.
所以人就在罪里面世代的传言，所以我们每一个人今天被父母生下的，都在罪里面生下，在罪里成长了。
And as a result, man thereafter became to live, and they were born in sin.
所以在罪里面的结果就是败坏。
And so the result of death is sin is destruction.
这是为什么挪亚那个世代人败坏了。
And this is why in the generation of Noah, men were destroyed.
那人的表现跟神当初他创造时候的他的期待差很远，已经离开了神所定的标准。
And there was a great distance between the standard that God had created at the beginning of creation versus that in the generation of Noah.
所以罪这个意思，原始的意思就是你没有命中目标了。
And so, the origin of sin is that you do not have a life as your standard.
就好像你在射箭的时候，那个靶心你现在箭射出去都没有命中那个中心了。
As if you are shooting an arrow and you do not have your life as the center of the target.
没有命中目标就是偏离，就是罪了。
And without life as that target, you deviate from the center, and that is sin.
所以人的生活没有符合神的期待，偏离了神的标准，这个就是罪。
And sin means that the life of man deviates from the standard of God.
所以现在神失望，他要把当世代人灭掉了。
And as a result, God has regretted his creation of man, and he wants to destroy them.
那在这个时候，神特地拣选也保留了一个义人，就是挪亚。
And at this time, God not only chose a righteous man, but also chose to protect him.
挪亚他是与神同行的人。
And Noah was one who walked with God.
所以创世纪第六章的第九节特别说明当时候的挪亚是怎么样的。
And that's why Genesis 6 verse 9 describes what Noah was like at that time.
那所以他是一个在神眼前蒙恩的人。
And it says that he was a just man.
他是被神拣选的。
that he was chosen by God.
与神亲密的。
And that he was close to God, he walked with God.
所以当神要毁灭当世代的时候，特别把他的计划跟挪亚说明。
And so when God planned to destroy mankind, he very clearly stated Noah, his plan for Noah.
所以神第六章十四节特别要他去做一只造一只方舟。
And Genesis 6 verse 14, God wanted Noah to create an ark.
他告诉他用什么材料做。
And he instructed him out of what materials to build this ark.
建多大的。
And how big to create this ark.
什么格局的。
And the cubit and measurements.
这么大的这个箱子要怎么造起来。
And how he was to create this great and big ark.
这一件事情要造方舟这件事情，挪亚当时候如果不是与神同行的人，他根本做不起来。
If Noah was one, was not one who walked with God, he would not be able to create such an intricate ark.
因为这一只方舟是他们当时候唯一可以存活的的一个地方。
Because this ark was the only place that they could live in.
神特别说，他用洪水来患难在地上，一切有活、有血肉、有气息的活物都会死的。
And God very clearly said that he would bring floodwaters on the earth to destroy all those who have the breath of life.
但是凡是进入方舟的就可以存活。
But those that enter this ark will live.
所以这个方舟就是他们当时活命的唯一的出路了。
And so at that time, this ark was the only way that they could continue to live.
那所以这个方舟很重要。
And that is why this ark was very important.
那当时神要灭世界的时候，特别要挪亚去造出这一只方舟。
So before God was to destroy the earth, he wanted Noah to build this ark.
我们知道当时候还没有下过雨，他们还不知道什么叫做洪水啊。
And we know that at that time rain had not yet come, and they did not know the concept of floodwaters.
当时候挪亚造这么大的箱子，很多人一定会觉得很奇怪啊。
And at that time when Noah was building such a great big ark, others would have seemed he was weird.
因为这是以后才会发生的事情啊。
Because this was something that would happen in the future.
所以神现在跟挪亚说要造这些方舟。
And so God instructed Noah to build this ark.
挪亚如果不是一个很听神话的人，他是不可能会做得下去的。
And if Noah was not one who obeyed God's word, he would not go ahead and build this ark.
因为神告诉他要怎样做，多大，完全有神的吩咐，神有就是给他一个很清楚的指示，他不能够用他自己的想法去改变的。
Because God had very specific expectations and instructions to build this ark, and Noah could not deviate from his instructions.
那何况他当时在建造的过程当中他一定会面对很多人的质问跟嘲笑。
And in the process of him building this ark, he was sure to receive criticism from others around him.
可是当时挪亚他就要在这样一个不友善的环境当中，他要能够坚持下去的。
But Noah was able to persevere under this type of environment.
他就是一心要完成神给他做的工作，要把这个方舟建起来的。
And he was very determined to finish what God expected of him to complete this ark.
他不能够去看环境说没有下雨，没有看过下雨，怎么会有洪水？这你到底在讲什么？
He could not look at the environment that it had never rained before and doubt God's will.
他也不能够去看别人的想法，去顾虑别人的对他的意见，然后就开始质疑他现在所做的事。
And he could also not acknowledge the opinions and criticism of others and let it affect his work.
他只能够非常坚定地相信神所说的每一句话。
The only thing he could do was persevere and deeply believe every word of God.
然后照着神所吩咐的去做。
And according to God's instructions, carry out his will.
那所以我们看挪亚他当时候所做这个方舟啊。
And we see that the ark that Noah created at that time.
它其实是一个很重要的神救赎的一个计划，一个工具。
And Noah was an important vessel and tool in God's plan.
神要挪亚做的这个方舟就成为拯救的一个重要的一环，没有这个方舟，当时候人就死了，世代就结断掉了。
And the ark that God wanted Noah to create was an important tool to sustain life.
从后来新约圣经里面的信息，我们知道方舟它所代表的，其实就是当以后我们这个世代所讲的主耶稣基督的教会。
And we know in the New Testament that the ark represents the true church of Jesus Christ.
因为有些解经家他们圣经的学者他们在看这个挪亚造方舟的事情，他们有不同的看法。
Because many theologists and biblical scholars, when they study the ark, they have different perspectives.
他们把方舟把它讲成是基督，耶稣基督。
And they believe that the ark represents Jesus Christ.
他们认为 当时候挪亚的世代人一定要进入这个方舟，他们才可以得救。
And they believe that the Noah's family had to enter the ark to be saved.
那他们很多人就把它讲成在这个世代就是要相信耶稣才能得救。
And they interpreted it as that in this environment, we have to believe in Jesus to be saved.
没有错，相信耶稣才可以得救是没错的。
And that is true. We have to believe in Jesus Christ to be saved.
但是如果从整个圣经在经文上 的这个信息看来，
But if we study the entirety of the gospel,
这个方舟应该不是指的主耶稣基督。
This ark does not represent Jesus Christ.
应该指的是主耶稣基督的身体，这个属灵的真教会。
And what it does represent is the body of Jesus Christ and the true church.
因为这只方舟是按照神的指示把它造出来的。
Because this ark was created according to the instruction of God.
是挪亚完全遵照神的吩咐，按照神的格局把它建成的一个避难所。
And it was created by Noah with him following the instructions of God.
这是被造出来的。
And this was something that was created.
哦，所以主耶稣基督他是天上的神。
And we know that Jesus Christ is the Heavenly Father.
他不是被造的呢。
And he was not created.
耶稣基督是永存的。
And Jesus Christ is everlasting.
但是教会却是在这个地上，神要按照他的话语把它建造起来的。
But the church is something that is created through the word of God on earth.
所以有神很清楚的指示，尺寸大小、格局，这个都是从神上下来的。
And so the instructions on how to create and establish a church were given by God.
所以从我们真教会的角度看来，方舟预表的就是属灵的真教会。
And so from the perspective of the true church, the ark represents a spiritual church.
在这个末世的时候，要成为拯救的唯一出路。
And in the end times, it is the only way that we can sustain life.
在挪亚那个时代，方舟只有一只而已。
And during Noah's time, there was only one ark.
那在末世的时候，真教会一定只有一个。
And at the end times, there would only be one true church.
这个方舟当时候只有一个门。
And at that time, the ark only had one door, one entrance.
这个门其实就是那个得救的入门。
And this entrance represents the path to salvation.
我们也看到真教会也只有一个门而已。
And we also understand that the true church only has one entrance.
这个门就是主耶稣基督。
And this door is Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣自己说，他就是羊的门。
And so Jesus Christ said that he is the entrance.
这个方舟就是他的身体。
And that the ark represents his body.
就是他的教会。
And it represents his church.
今天要进入主耶稣基督身体的，一定要透过耶稣基督。
And those who want to enter through the body of Christ have to go through Jesus Christ.
然后进入这个门以后。
And after you enter through this door,
就是进入神救恩的这个国度了。
And you enter the heavenly kingdom of God.
在这里就可以存活。
And in this place, you are able to have everlasting life.
在神毁灭这个世代的时候，我们就活下来。
And even when God destroys this generation, we are able to continue to live.
在这个方舟里面。
And in this ark,
它只有一个窗户而已。
There's only one window.
在开在上面。
And it is above.
这么大的一个箱子啊，只有一个透光处啊。
And such a great big ark, there is only one opening.
那其实就在讲，今天我们在神的教会里面。
And this means that today in God's church,
我们都共同有一个透光，一个窗户。
We all share one window.
这个就是让我们仰望天上真神的救恩的恩典的地方。
And this window allows us to yearn for salvation.
我们不用去看这个世界波涛汹涌的很混乱的时代。
And we do not need to look at the destruction of this world.
今天在神的教会里面，我们要只有仰望耶稣基督。
And today in this true church, we only have to yearn for Jesus Christ.
我们看旁边看不到什么的。
And if we look to our side, we will not see much.
旁边都是黑暗的。
Because to our side is just darkness.
但是当我们仰望向天的时候，
But when we yearn towards the kingdom of heaven,
我们就看到神的慈爱，神的拯救。
We'll be able to see God's love and God's salvation.
透过这个天上的窗户，我们看到希望，看到救恩了。
And through this heavenly window, we will see hope.
所以这个就是这个在挪亚的时代的这个方舟，它所蕴含重要的这个救恩的信息。
And so in the time of Noah, the ark was an important message.
神的旨意是要挪亚建造方舟。
And God's will was for Noah to create this ark.
然后接下去我们看六章的十八节。
And following, let us look at Genesis 6 verse 8.
六章十八节说。
6 verse 18
says, 他说我要跟你立约，你同你的妻与儿子儿妇都要进入方舟。
18, but I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall go into the ark, you, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives with you.
19节，凡有血肉的活物，每样两个，一公一母，你要带进方舟，好在你那里保全生命。
19, and of every living thing of all flesh, you shall bring two of every sort into the ark to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female.
20节，飞鸟各从其类，牲畜各从其类，地上的昆虫各从其类，每样两个，要到你那里。好保全生命。
20, of the birds after their kind, of animals after their kind, and of every creeping thing of the earth after its kind, two of every kind will come to you to keep them alive.
这个就是一开始的时候，神要建造方舟 的时候，就跟挪亚立约的。
And at the very beginning, before God told Abraham, told Noah to establish a covenant, he established at the ark, he established a covenant with him.
神先说明他想要做的，他要毁灭世界。
And God very clearly said what he was to do, that he was to destroy the earth.
但是他就跟挪亚说，你要先 造一只方舟。
But first he told Abraham that he told Noah that you must first create an ark.
神说，我跟你立个约。
And God told him that I will establish my covenant with you.
这个立约是一个很特殊的动作。
And this covenant was a very unique action.
我们知道立约下去就不会改变的。
We know that once God establishes a covenant, he will not change.
所以这个约就是要确定挪亚他的家人全家人都要进入方舟得救。
And this covenant was to ensure that Noah and his entire family will enter the ark and be saved.
然后进入方舟之后，他们在方舟怎么生活，怎么存活下来，神也有很清楚的指示。
And after they enter this ark, there was specific instructions of what will happen to Noah and his family.
一直到这个该死的世代，那些人都死了。
Up until everyone on earth has perished.
一直到他们出了方舟以后。
And up until Noah and his family exit this ark.
神再一次的跟挪亚立约。
God once again created a covenant with Noah and his family.
那个立约就是方舟之后，新天新地出现，会有一道彩虹挂在天边。
And this covenant was that once there was a new earth, there will be a rainbow across the sky.
那这是一个记号。
And this is a mark.
就是神恩典的记号了。
And it represents God's grace.
每一次看到这个彩虹的时候，就知道说啊，神跟我所立的约会一直持续下去。
That every time he and his family look to this rainbow, he will remember the covenant that God has created with him.
那所以，在整个人类的历史里面呢
，And so in all the history of mankind,
第一次有明文所写下的约，就是神跟挪亚所立的。
The first time that a covenant was written down was that was established between Noah and God.
所以你看创世纪从第一章一直看下来，就到第六章的地方，这里看到神与挪亚立约这个字眼。
And so from Genesis 1 all the way to 6, the first time we see a covenant was in chapter 6.
然后之后到了第九章。
And then later on in chapter 9.
出了方舟之后。
After Noah and his family exited the ark.
又神说，我跟你们和你们的后代立永约。
God once more said that I will establish a covenant with you and your generations after.
这个永远的约就是神他现在要眷顾人。
And this everlasting covenant is for the perpetual generations.
以后不再会有洪水灭世界。
That from now on there will not be floodwaters that will destroy the earth.
这个永约的记号就是天上的虹。
And this everlasting covenant is the rainbow in the sky.
所以我们就看到神跟人他所立约的开头都是跟方舟有关系的。
And we see that the start of the covenant has to do with this ark.
然后从这以后才看到神后来跟亚伯拉罕立约。
And from then on, we see that God later created a covenant with Abraham.
所以从这个神跟挪亚立约这个事情，就看到神的拯救。
So from God establishing a covenant with Noah, we see God's will for them.
这个约跟我们在面对末日的时候要存活有关系的。
And this covenant also has to do with us at the end times.
好，所以我们现在看要进入方舟，神跟他所立的约。
And so first we will study the covenant that God established as they were entering the ark.
第六章十八节特别说，我跟你立约。
18 says, I establish a covenant with you.
这个约是什么？
And what is this covenant?
你和你的妻子、儿女、儿子跟儿媳妇都要进入方舟，这是全家都要进入的约。
That you, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives, your whole family shall enter this ark.
这个约就是神他现在把自己放在一个他绝对不能后悔的条件底下的。
And this covenant means that God puts himself in a situation where he will not regret it.
我们从六章的第七节那里看到六节跟七节看到说，神创造万物的时候，他都好像还会觉得后悔哈。
From Genesis 6, verse 6 to 7, we see that after God created mankind, he was grieved in his heart.
也就是说，哎，神觉得说我这样子是创造不满意，他要重新开始。
And it means that he was not pleased with his creation and he wanted to start anew.
但是现在跟挪亚立约，他要把他们带进方舟，这件事情不能改变了，那已经定好契约的。
But the covenant he established with Noah and his family, he could no longer change.
所以我们看到说，其实神的救恩呢，他神所设定的救恩是不会后悔的，不会改变的。
And so we see that the salvation that God has established is not something he will regret.
这个救恩跟创造跟这些恩典不一样。
And the salvation is different from creation and from his grace.
我们现在看罗马书第十一章。
Let us turn to Romans chapter 11.
罗马书十一章。
Romans chapter 11.
十一章第二十九节。
Romans 11 verse 29.
罗马书十一章二十九节。
11 verse 29.
他说：“因为神的恩赐和选召是没有后悔的。”
29. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable.
那是从第二十八节看下来的啦。
And that is starting from Romans 11 verse 28 and on.
他说就是旧福音说你们他们是为你们的缘故是仇敌啊，但旧的拣选说他们为列祖的缘故是蒙爱的。他指的是以色列的选民。
And 28 refers to those chosen ones of the Israelites.
就是这个就是指亚伯拉罕的后裔了。
And this represents the descendants of Abraham.
这里特别强调说，神的恩赐，神的这个救恩本身跟选召是不会后悔。
And this means that God's grace and His salvation are irrevocable.
所以最后，神一定要把他所拣选的人都救进他的国度里。
And that in the end, the chosen ones of God will enter His kingdom.
所以现在神与亚伯拉罕，神与挪亚立约，在表明他的信实，他所说过的话，最后一定会实现。
And so the covenant that God established with Noah means that what he established will indeed come true.
那挪亚他当时候所领受的恩典是什么？
And what is the grace that Noah received at that time?
你看当时候挪亚是个义人，与神同行，他在神面前是完全人。
And we see that at that time, Noah walked with God, he was perfect.
其实是挪亚一个人在神眼前蒙恩，不是吗？
Wasn't it Noah by himself that he was considered righteous by God?
但是接下去神说因为你的缘故，我要把你的全家都救到方舟里面去啊。
But following that, God said to Noah, "Because of your righteousness, I will save you and your entire family."
所以我们看到神救恩的那个的旨意，就是一个人蒙恩，神最后要把这个整个家庭都把他救进去。
And we see that God's grace and salvation is that because one person was righteous, He will save His entire family.
所以你看，常常我们会发现，当一个人他首先来接受救恩以后啊。
And often we see that when one person comes to receive the salvation,
最后他的整个家族可能都因为这样子蒙恩的了，被拣选。
And ultimately, many times their whole family will come and receive salvation, be chosen.
我们弟兄姐妹当中有很多这样美好的见证啊。
And so among us brothers and sisters, there are many beautiful testimonies like this.
我们可能就是家里的第一个种子。
We might be the first person to come.
当我们来信主，我们接受。看到这个神的救恩之后，我们接受了以后
，And once we believe in God and we accept His gospel，
我们蒙神的恩典
，We receive His grace。
因此，我们后面的全家，我们整个家庭都要因着蒙福了。
And as a result, our entire family also receive this grace and righteousness。
所以，真的有时候，我们一个人信主以后，把整个家族都带来信了。
So truly, often when one person in the family believes in God, he brings along his entire family to believe。
那也看出，我们当我们一个人信主的时候，我们的责任有多大。
And also goes to show that when one person believes in God, we have such a great responsibility。
那这个其实就是神救恩的旨意了。
And this is the will of God's salvation。
比如说，我们看。《使徒行传》十六章。
For example, if we look at Acts chapter 16,
我们常常在读这一段呢、啊。
And we often read this passage.
使徒行传十六章是这个在腓立比这个禁足他蒙恩的经过。
And Acts chapter 16 records the church of Philippi.
Jailer, 这个 jailer 哈，这个
of the jailer.
这个在看管犯人这个人呢、啊，他因为碰到了保罗跟希拉。
Because this jailer encountered Paul and Silas.
那是神的工人呢。
And Paul and Silas were God's workers.
他本来想说啊，没命了，他想要自杀了。
And originally the Philippian jailer thought that he had no hope and he wanted to commit suicide.
因为在他不留意当中啊，这个怎么突然地大震动，监牢的所有的门都打开了。
But suddenly there was a great earthquake and it opened all the doors.
第二十六节特别说，众囚犯的锁链通通松开了。
verse 26 specifically states that the foundations of the prison were shaken and everyone's chains were loosed.
他以为这些逃犯都跑光了，他准备要自杀，因为他觉得没命了。
And the jailer thought that all prison mates had escaped and he had no hope for himself.
因为他最后他想说，反正早晚也是会死的。
And he considered that at the end he would indeed die.
如果囚犯都跑掉，他稳死的了。
If the prison mates all escaped, then he would indeed die.
但是出乎意料之外的，哎，保罗跟他说：“你不要伤害自己，我们都没有跑掉，都在这里。”
But Paul said to him in a loud voice, "Do yourself no harm, for we are all here."
他那时候突然就问保罗说：“两位先生，哎，我们当怎样？我要怎样行才可以得救？”
And so the jailer asked Paul and Silas, "What must I do to be saved?"
第三十一节
，31,
他们就说。你要当信主耶稣，你和你的一家都必得救。
So they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household."
你看那时候保罗他传福音给这个禁足的时候
，We see that at that time when Paul spread the gospel to this jailer,
他所讲的不是你可以得救而已、啊。
He did not say that you will be saved.
他说你和你的一家都必得救。
He said you and your household will be saved.
真的，后来的圣经我们就看出，这个禁足他的全家后来都信了主，也接受了洗礼。
And truly we see that later, the Philippian jailer and his entire family believed in God and were baptized.
所以一个人 他接触到恩典之后，有可能全家人，神的旨意就是要把他的全家都带来信的啦。
And so when one person receives grace, God's will for them is for his entire family to be saved.
所以挪亚他一个人就带出了他全家 的恩典来。
And in the same way, Noah, from one person, was able to bring about grace to and salvation to his entire family.
所以主耶稣基督的的慈爱怜悯就在这里 表明了。
And this shows God's love.
所以你看，神跟挪亚立约。
We see that when God created a covenant with Noah.
就他还都刚刚开始而已啊，方舟都还没有建成呢。
He created it prior to the ark being built.
但是这个命令已经发下去了。
But this covenant had already been established.
神的旨意也这样定下来了。
And God's will had already been established.
就好像已经这个契约先签名签好的了。
It's as if they had signed a paper before anything had happened.
那一天来到的时候，你和你的全家都要进入方舟。
That when that day was to come, he and his entire family were to enter the ark.
你进去的时候，你们都存活了。
That once they enter the ark, they will all live.
凡是跟着你进去方舟的，都存活下来。
That those that enter the ark with them will also live.
这就是神最开始的约啊。
And this was the beginning of the covenant of God.
哦，所以神在创世纪第六章对挪亚这样讲的同时也在说明在方舟之外绝对不能活，绝对不会活。
And in creating the covenant between Noah and his family, it also showed that those outside the ark would not live.
所以今天我们如果看到这个方舟它所代表的意思。
So today, if we look at the meaning of what the ark represents,
它这个就是主耶稣基督身体属灵的真教会。
The ark is the body of Jesus Christ, the true church.
这个方舟是要按照神的尺寸做出来的了。
And this ark is to be created out of God's instructions.
挪亚他照神的吩咐就这样去行了。
And Noah, according to God's will and instructions, he followed them exactly.
他用了很长的时间，可能超过100年的时间，把这个方舟建造。
And he dedicated much time, perhaps 100 years or so, to create this ark.
然后之后，他说这个方舟就这样子成为他们的避难所，这个就是以后他们可以进入的地方。
And afterwards, this covenant represented something that they could enter to be saved.
在当时候，如果有人用他们自己的方式，我也来造一个相似的吧。
And at that time, if others were to create an ark according to their own instructions,
我们不知道当时候有没有人去做别的东西。
We don't know whether at that time if people created their own arks.
但不管他们用什么方法、用什么材料做，他们怎么做的。
Regardless of what materials they used or how they created this ark.
最后历史证明，只有这个神按照神指示所做出来的方舟，在这个洪水当中可以存活下来。
Clearly states that the ark that was created according to God's instructions was preserved.
所以当这个我们看到这个主耶稣基督这个教会建立以后，
and we see that once the church of Jesus Christ was established,
要进入的要得救的一定是这个只有这个地方才能够得救了。
And to enter and to be saved, you could only enter through this one way.
好，那我们进入以后，我们就安全了。
But once we enter through the ark, then we are safe.
这个就是今天要在这个末日的时候可以存活，一定要进入属灵的真教会。
And today, in order to live in the end days, we must enter the true church.
这个教会要按照神的 指示建造起来的。
And this church has to be established according to the instructions of God.
那我们在今天在真教会里面，我们就很清楚知道我们的教会是怎么来的。
And today, those of us that are in the true church understand how our church was established.
真教会是有圣经、有主耶稣基督很清楚的指示的。
And the church was established from the biblical truth.
因为教会是主耶稣基督的身体。
Because the church is the body of Jesus Christ.
是真理的柱石和根基。
And there it contains the truth.
所以教会一定是要有神的真理的。
And because of this, the church has to contain God's truth.
他所讲的道理一定是圣经里面有根据的。
And the word of God has to be according to what is recorded in the Bible.
这个道理一定是让我们的生命可以更新的。
And this gospel allows our lives to be renewed.
这个道理就是让我们更认识神的。
And this gospel allows us to further understand God.
这个道理让我们看到那个救恩盼望的。
And this gospel allows us to see the saving grace.
让我们的生命越来越圣洁。
To allow our lives to become more pure and holy.
所以这个教会就是在支持真理。
And so this church contains the truth.
这个教会跟世界的社会不一样。
And this church is different from what is in the earth and in society.
所以我们在教会里面所谈的、所传讲的、我们所从事的，一定是跟这个社会有分别的。
And so what we espouse and promote in the church is distinctly different from that of society.
所以我们来到神的教会可以得到安息。
And because of this, when we come to the church, then we can receive rest.
来到教会，我们可以得到力量。
Coming to church, we can receive strength.
因为真理要让我们得自由、得力量。
Because the truth allows us to become free and to receive strength.
这个教会既然是耶稣的身体，就一定要有主耶稣基督的灵。
And this church, because it is the body of Christ, it has the spirit of Christ.
所以真教会一定要是被圣灵充满的。
And because of this, the true church has to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
有神的灵才有力量。
Only if we have the Spirit of God will we have strength.
有神的灵才是有神的印记的。
And if we have the Spirit of God, we have the stamp of God.
所以我们今天领受圣灵就是被神盖印章的。
And so today when we receive the Holy Spirit, we are stamped by God.
我们弟兄姐妹来到教会。
Brothers and sisters, when we come to the church.
其实都是我们额上被印了印记的人。
Really, our foreheads have been stamped.
都是神要拣选的。
That we are all chosen by God.
所以在这里我们可以领受圣灵。
And so when we come here, we can receive the Holy Spirit.
证明我们是属神的。
To certify that we are of God.
这个圣灵成为一种凭据，我们将来在天国有产业的凭据了。
And this Holy Spirit shows that we have a place in heaven.
哦，所以圣灵这个是很关键的。
And because of this, the Holy Spirit is very important.
在这个地方，我们可以看到神的作为，就是有神迹。
That in this place, we can see God's actions and His miracles.
所以在神的教会里面，你看到死人可以复活。
And in God's church, we see that the dead can be resurrected.
因为很多神赐给我们弟兄姐妹意外的平安。
And that God has given many brothers and sisters peace.
真的很多的见证哦，各地方都述说不完的。
That truly there are many testimonies all over the earth that we cannot finish telling.
每一个地方都有很奇妙神的带领。
That everywhere God miraculously helps His people.
那在这神的教会里面，既然有神的灵、神的话、有神的作为，一定有神的爱，让每一个人觉得可以得安息。
And in God's church, because it is a true church, of course there will be His love that we will be receive peace.
哦，所以这个就是这个神要我们所建造的末世的方舟。
And this is the ark that God wants us to create in the end times.
那我们来看到，你看神他这个救恩呢？是以家庭为单位。
And we see that God's salvation starts at the family.
所以你看我们今天教会基本上也是由每一个家庭所组成的。
And we see that today in church, it is established by many different families.
神要我们全家都一起得救。
And God wants our entire family to be saved.
所以你看我们今天如果家里面还有人没有信主的，其实是我们的责任了。
And we understand that if there are people in our family that have not yet believed, it is our responsibility.
我们要祈求主耶稣基督来亲自做工。
We need to ask God to do His will and complete His work.
让神的这个救恩真的能够让因着我们让家人都一起来领受。
That God's salvation through us will be able to save our entire family.
这是一开始要进入方舟之前，神先跟挪亚立约的用意。
And this was the covenant that God established with Noah prior to entering the ark.
所以你看当挪亚在建造方舟的时候，他绝对不是自己一个人在做。
And we see that when Noah was creating the ark, he did not do so by himself.
一定是他的全家一起来。
Indeed, it was his entire family that helped create this ark.
那最后他的全家能够进入方舟去。
And then ultimately, his entire family could enter this ark.
所以你看，我们今天要专心的为我们的家人祷告。
And so today we need to fervently pray for our family members.
让我们的不但全家都能够信主。
So that not only will our whole family come to believe in God.
让我们的全家也都能够一起来服事神。
But our whole family will be able to serve God.
一起来做神的工作了。
To be able to do His holy work.
那这样子，我们在一起领受救恩。得救的时候，我们都一起喜乐。
And in this way, when we all receive salvation, then we will all be very joyous together.
所以这个一开头进方舟的这个约，就是全家得救。
And so at the beginning, this covenant of entering the ark was that the entire family will be saved.
再看回来创世纪第六章。
Let us turn back to Genesis chapter 6.
神跟挪亚说要建方舟的同时，要他做一件事。
When God told Abraham to create the ark, he said one.
挪亚。
Noah to create this ark, he said one other thing.
六章二十一节
6 verse 21
他说你要拿各样的食物积蓄起来好做你和他们的食物
21 and you shall take for yourself of all food that is eaten and you shall gather it to yourself and it shall be food for you and for them
22节挪亚就这样行了凡神所吩咐的他都照样行了
Thus Noah did according to all that God commanded him so he did
这里神要挪亚准备食物了
And in this passage, God wanted Noah to prepare food.
神并没有跟挪亚说你要准备多少。
God did not tell Noah how much to prepare.
神只是跟挪亚说，你这个方舟啊，最后凡地上有血肉、有气息的，最后都会至少都两个两个一对一对的来到你这里。
But God had told Noah that all living creatures on the earth, two by two, will enter your ark.
那很多啊。
And that is indeed a great amount.
不是吗？那各种不同的动物哦。
Isn't it all the different kinds of animals?
神要挪亚去预备食物。
And God wanted Noah to prepare food for everybody.
他们当时候看起来应该都是吃素的，就是吃植物性的食物，没有动物的。
And at that time, it seemed like
没有动物性食物的。
All the living things on the earth were vegetarian. They did not eat any animals.
所以要准备草啊，各种树叶啊，说不定反正他们在吃的就是这些东西啊。
And so Noah and his family were to prepare different types of vegetation.
他不知道准备多少。
He didn't know how much to prepare.
但是既然那个方舟那么大啊。
But since the ark was so big.
有这么多东西。
And there were so many animals.
所以他需要尽他能力去准备就对了。
According to his ability, he needed to prepare as much as he could.
所以在建造的同时他就要准备食物。
And so at the same time that he was building this ark, he had to prepare the food.
所以食物不是今天明天要进去的今天再赶快来准备啊。
And this food was not something that he was to prepare and find last minute.
所以其实这个告诉我们说那神给挪亚他任务的他一个秘密的时候他给他一个很重要的任务同时要去准备进入的时候怎么活下去。
That, and this shows us that when, Noah, that when God told Noah instructions of how to make an ark, that he had very specific expectations for him.
那当时候挪亚都是凭信心的。
And at that time, Noah did so according to his faith.
他并不用担心说我到底准备多少还够。
And he did not worry how much he needed to prepare.
他就是尽他的能力去准备就对了。
But he prepared according to his ability.
他不知道准备多少。
He did not know how much to prepare.
因为他不知道在方舟里面要多久。
Because he did not know how long he would have to stay in the ark.
神都没有说具体的日子。
And God did not give him a definitive date.
后来我们发现他们前后在方舟超过一年的时间。
Later, we understand that they were in the ark for a year.
如果是我们的话。
And if it was us,
要在一个地方住一年，关在里面。
To live in some place enclosed for one year.
我们会准备多少食物呢
？How much food would we prepare?
我们可能就会很担心呢、啊。
We would indeed become very worried.
但是担心没有用。
But there is no use to worry.
当时候挪亚不用担心。
At that time, Noah did not worry.
他就凭信心。
He just did so according to his faith.
他就准备食物就对了。
And all he did was prepare food.
他说准备最后一定会够。
And he knew that, however much prepared, it would be sufficient.
神就是有办法让他足够。
That God would allow him to be sufficient.
所以有些时候我们要真的要凭信心的。
So sometimes we do need to be, go according to our faith.
有时候我们很会计划、很会算的时候，我们反而没信心。
Especially when we plan ahead, we may not have enough faith.
但是凭信心就是有时候不要去想太多。
But going about our faith, it means that not thinking too much into things.
这就是神当时候告诉挪亚的原则。
And this was what God instructed Noah to do.
那这个。预备食物在方舟里面所代表的意思就是
，and preparing food for this ark, what it represents is this.
就在神的教会里面，它一定要有属灵的粮食。
That in God's church, there must exist spiritual food.
今天我们在神的教会里面，我们的灵命要继续存活下去。
Today, as we are in God's church, our spirit has to continue living.
我们要领受从主耶稣基督 口里所出的这些话语。
And to do so, we need to continue to receive God's word.
你看，我们今天人活着不是只有单靠食物。
And we see that today, as our flesh continues to live, we consume food.
我们的生命需要神的话语。
In the same way, our spiritual life needs the word of God.
这是为什么主耶稣说人活着不是单靠食物，要靠神口里所出的一切话。
And this means that God, man does not live by bread alone, but by the word of God.
所以我们一定要每天领受神的灵粮。
And so every day we need to receive God's word.
主耶稣说他所口里所出的话就是灵，就是生命。
And God said that the words from his mouth is living and is life.
我们看约翰福音第六章。
Let us turn to John chapter 6.
所以这些食物就是神的话语啊。
And so this food represents the word of God.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
第六十三节。
Verse
63. 6章63节。
6 verse 63.
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
63. It is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The word that I speak to you are spirit and they are life.
这个就是我们今天为什么要不断的读圣经，然后来领受神的话语。
For this reason, we need to continue to read the Bible and receive God's word.
我们今天借着主耶稣基督的救赎，我们借着因着我们的相信，我们进入真教会。
And today, according to the salvation of Jesus Christ, according to our belief in Him, we enter the true church.
我们就好像现在住在方舟里面了。
And we are like living in the ark in Noah's time.
我们在等候将来最后那个末日的来到，就是神最后的毁灭。
And we are awaiting the end times, God's destruction, His second coming.
在这段时间，我们要怎样过日子
？And in that time period, how are we about to live our life?
就是要靠我们所积蓄起来的神的粮食。
We need to sustain ourselves with the spiritual food.
就是神的主耶稣基督话语。
And it is the word of Jesus Christ.
就是圣经里面的信息。
And it is the gospel that is recorded in the Bible.
这些属灵的粮食要让我们的生命可以存活。
And the spiritual food allows us to sustain our spiritual life.
在方舟里面的人。
For those that are in the ark.
他并没有很多什么其他东西可以吃，他们所吃的很简单的。
There are not much selection as to what to eat, and their food is very simple.
但这些食物都是他们生活必需，他们一定可以活下去的。
But this food is necessary for them to continue to live.
哦，那这个就是今天我们属灵的粮食。
And this is also our spiritual food.
圣经里面主耶稣的话语而已。
In the Bible, what is recorded, God's word.
哦，那所以这个是第一个啊，这个约一进入方舟之前。
And so this was spoken before the first covenant was established.
我们现在看回来创世记第七章。
Let us turn back to Genesis chapter 7.
好了，那挪亚就去造方舟了。
And so Noah went ahead and created the ark.
到第七章第一节。
Up to Genesis chapter 7 verse 1.
神对挪亚说：“好，你和你的全家都要进入方舟，因为在这个世代中，我见你在我眼前是义人。”
And the Lord said to Noah, "Come into the ark, you and all your household, because I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation."
好，第二节就特别强调洁净的畜类啊，你带七公七母了啊。如果不洁净的，就一公一母就好了。
And verse 2 says that for every clean animal, bring one male, one female, and for every unclean, a male and his female.
第三节，空中的飞鸟也是要带七公七母。
Verse 3, the birds of the air, you also bring seven male and female.
好。那第四节就说，他说再过七天就要降雨在地上四十昼夜。
And verse 4 says that after 7 days, I'll cause it to rain 40 days and 40 nights.
第五节特别说，挪亚就遵着神的吩咐行了。
And verse 5 says that Noah did according to all the Lord commanded.
好，所以呢，这个时候就是在进方舟的过程当中，其实有很多事情要做，就是神都有吩咐。
And so in the process of entering the ark, there is many things Noah and his family had to do that God specified.
不管神说什么，挪亚照做就对了。
Regardless of what God said, Noah did accordingly.
好了，现在这个要进入的时间点也是神说的。
And even when they were entering the ark, God had specified the time.
什么时候要进入
？When they were to enter the ark.
进入之后，其实你看，再过七天，那个洪水就下来。
And we see in verse 4, after 7 days, I'll cause it to rain.
好，所以那个到了第五节，特别说洪水患难在地上的时候，挪亚整600岁啊。
And so verse 6 says that Noah was 600 years old when the flood waters were on the earth.
他就带他的妻子儿女儿媳妇都进入方舟躲避洪水了。
And so Noah, his sons, his wife, and his sons' wives went into the ark to avoid the flood.
好，跳过去看第九节。
And jump to verse 9.
畜类啊，他们这些动物都是一对一对的，有公有母的，到挪亚那里进入方舟。
They're two by two went into the ark with Noah, male and female.
所以动物是一对一对的自己来到挪亚那边进去的，不是挪亚去找的。
And so all the animals two by two came into the ark. It was not Noah going to find the animals.
这一对一对的动物来的都是神特别指示他们来，是神拣选来的。
And these animals two by two were chosen by God to come to the ark.
好，他们就进入。
And so they enter the ark.
第十节特别说，过了七天，洪水泛滥在地上。
Verse 10 says that after 7 days, the waters of the flood were on the earth.
他说看起来，当时候挪亚他们进入方舟的时候，其实还没有开始下雨。
And it seems as if when Noah and his family entered the ark, it had not yet started to rain.
他要等这个时间到了。
He had to wait until this time had come.
那到了最后到第十六节哈。
And then jumping to verse 16.
他说凡有血肉进入方舟的，都是有公有母的，正如神所吩咐挪亚的。神就把他关在方舟里面了。
So those that entered male and female of all flesh went in as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in.
所以这个整个进方舟的过程，就是照着神的吩咐，有很有次序的进行着。
And this process of entering the ark had a specific order that God had established.
这个门最后是神关起来的。
And ultimately, this door was shut by the Lord.
门关起来之后，接下来洪水就准备要来了。
And after the Lord shut the ark, they were prepared for the flood to come.
那所以我们看到救恩这个门其实是神在掌握的。
And we see that the door of salvation is guarded by the Lord.
今天谁要进入神的教会呢？
And who is to enter the church today?
其实是神感动的。
Truly, they are touched by God.
有时候我们说去传福音呢。
Sometimes we will say we are going to preach the gospel.
我们是尽神要我们去做的本分而已。
We are only doing what God has instructed us to do.
我们本来就应该去传的。
We should already be preaching the gospel.
但是只有神知道谁是他拣选的。
But only God knows who He has chosen.
所以凡说神所拣选的属神的人就听到神的声音。
And so those that God has chosen will hear His voice.
那我们只能够反过来推。
And what we can only do is do what we can.
今天我们来坐在神的教会里面的人。
Today, when we are sitting in the church of God,
都是神所拣选的。
We have already been chosen by Him.
神已经早在创世以前就拣选了我们。
That before creation, He has already chosen us.
他用各种不同方法把我们带进来的。
And through many different mechanisms, He has allowed us to come here.
那有人把我们传福音给我们。
Maybe someone preached the gospel to us.
他们传福音给我们是，他就照着主耶稣的吩咐去传递这个信息而已。
And others in preaching the gospel, they are fulfilling the work of the Lord.
我们传过很多人。
And we have preached to many people.
但是谁会来信，我们不知道。
But we do not know who will come and believe.
但是凡是神所拣选、神所呼召的、神所认识的，最后他一定会进来。
But those that God has chosen in the end will indeed come into belief.
那最后这个门是神关起来的。
And at the end, the door will be shut by the Lord.
所以主耶稣基督他拿着这个天国的钥匙。
And so Jesus Christ holds in his hands the keys to the heavenly kingdom.
他掌握这个救恩的门，什么时候要关，什么时候要开。
And he also has control over this door of salvation, when to open and when to close.
这个就是神的约，在进行他的约的时候，他的一些作为。
And this is what God does before He established such covenants.
那你看现在这些活物神所拣选的，哎，他们都进来了。
And we see that all these animals two by two came into this ark by themselves.
接下来洪水就开始泛滥，
开始下雨了。And afterwards, the flood came and started to rain.
所以圣经说，第十七节，洪水泛滥在地上四十天，也就是说四十天天在这个四十天里面，天上的窗户敞开了。降大雨在地上。
And so 17 says the flood was on the earth 40 days, that the gates of the floodwaters were opened and there was a great big flood.
第十二节七章十二节特别说四十昼夜降大雨在地上。
7 verse 12 specifically states the rain was on the earth 40 days and 40 nights.
然后第十九节说这样的一个水势呢，把天下的高山都淹没了。
19 says the waters prevailed on the earth and all the high hills under the heaven were covered.
第22节凡在旱地上鼻孔有气息的生灵都死了。
And 22 all in whose nostrils was the breath of spirit of life all that was on the dry land died.
第23节说凡地上各样的活物连人带牲畜昆虫以及空中的飞鸟都从地上除灭了只留下挪亚和那些与他同在方舟里面的。
And 23, he destroyed all the living things which are on the face of the ground. They were destroyed from the earth, and only Noah and those who were with him in the ark remained alive.
这个洪水啊，有一个很重要的意思。
And this flood has a very important meaning.
我们现在看彼得后书。
Let us turn to 2 Peter.
彼得后书。
2 Peter.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
彼得后书彼得后书第二章。
2 Peter chapter 2.
第五节。
Verse 5.
彼得后书二章五节说，神没有宽容上古的世代，曾叫洪水临到那不敬虔的世代，却保护了船一到的挪亚一家八口。
Verse 5, and did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of eight people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly.
这个洪水成为当时候神审判的一个方法。
And this flood was a mechanism in which God judged the people on the earth.
叫那不敬虔的世代都灭绝了。
So that the world of the ungodly, the generation, was destroyed.
但是另一方面，这个洪水也成了挪亚他们整家可以得救的一个很重要的方式了。
But conversely, the flood was also a way that Noah and his family were to receive salvation.
看彼得前书三章二十一节。
Let us turn to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 20.
彼得前书三章二十节。
1 Peter 3, verse 20.
就是那从前在挪亚预备方舟神容忍等待的时候不信从的人当时候进入方舟借着水得救的不多只有八个人
20. Who formerly were disobedient when once the divine longsuffering waited in the days of Noah while the ark was being prepared in which a few, that is eight souls, were saved through water.
21.
21.
这个水所表明的洗礼现在借着耶稣基督复活也拯救你们这洗礼本不在乎除掉肉体的污秽，只求在神面前有无愧的良心。
21. There is also an antitype which now saves us, baptism, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
那我们现在看到了这里所讲的，当时候这个水，挪亚他们是借着水得救的。
Here in this passage it says that Noah and his family were saved through water.
那这个水，他说所表明的是洗礼的。
And this water represents baptism.
所以今天我们要借着洗礼能够得救。
So today we can only be saved through baptism.
这个水要让这个旧的世代罪恶的人呢，在罪恶里面的人都灭绝了。
And this water also destroys those that are evil.
这是为什么今天我们说洗礼是重生。
And this is why today we say that baptism is renewal of our life.
我们有罪的这个旧人在水里面死了。
That our past, our sins, are dead in this baptism, in this water.
我们借着洗礼，最后归入主耶稣基督了。
That through baptism, we can return to Jesus Christ.
连属于耶稣基督的身体里了。
To adopt the body of Christ.
成为教会里面的一份子。
And to have part in the church.
所以借着洗礼得救。
And through baptism, we are saved.
借着洗礼，借着这个水进入耶稣基督的教会。
Through baptism, through this water, we enter the church of Jesus Christ.
这个洗礼要除去我们人在神面前这个亏欠。
And this baptism removes our filth in the presence of God.
不是在除掉肉体的污秽。
And not to remove the fleshly filth.
所以洗礼所要解决的就是这个属灵这个罪的问题。
And so baptism solves the problem of our spiritual sin.
所以借着洗礼，我们罪可以得洁净，我们的旧人就过去了。
And so through baptism, our sins are resolved, and we have a new being.
这个就是神跟我们所主耶稣基督跟我们所立的约。
And this is the covenant that Jesus Christ established with us.
这个约要让我们进入他的教会。
And this covenant allows us to enter His church.
因着这个洗礼，我们可以得救了。
And through this baptism, we can be saved.
好，那现在看回来创世纪第八章。
Let us turn back to Genesis chapter 8.
在方舟里面呢。
In the ark.
那个第八章第一节特别说，神纪念挪亚和挪亚方舟里面的一切走兽和牲畜，神就叫风吹地，水势就渐落了。
Chapter 8 verse 1 says, God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the animals that were in him in the ark, and God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the water subsided.
第二节啊。
Verse 2.
他说渊源和天上的窗户就闭塞了，天上的大雨也止住了。
Fountains of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven were restrained.
然后第三节说，水从地上就渐渐退了，过了150天，水就渐消了。
The waters receded continually from the earth, and at the end of the 150 days, the water decreased.
那 从第七章的二十四节，我们看到当时候水势浩大，地上共150天，所以这个150天里面，这个天地，这个天呢、通通被水淹没的。
Chapter 7, verse 24, we see that the waters prevailed on the earth for 150 days.
好，后来过了150天，水就渐渐消退了。
That after 150 days, the water started to recede.
他说到了第五节说，到了初十月初一日，山顶就现出来了。
And 8 verse 5 says the waters decreased continually until the 10th month.
我们就看到，哎，这个水就开始慢慢一直退，一直退了。
That from that time, the water started to gradually decrease.
那这个就是因着神纪念挪亚跟在方舟里面的这一切活物。
And this happened because God remembered Noah and every living thing in the ark.
所以其实神他拯救人，他顾念我们。
So truly, when God chose man, He also watches over them.
在这个方舟的日子是一个暂时短暂的。
That the days in the ark is but temporary.
最后一定要让他们出来的。
That in the end they will indeed exit the ark.
出来就是一个新天新地。
And coming out into a new heaven and a new earth.
那所以你看他们在这个。方舟里面的日子其实是应该是不是很舒服的。
And we may presume that the days in the ark were not very comfortable.
就是是单调的。
First of all, it's very lonely.
它的环境可能是没有像我们想象的那么好、哦。
And the environment is to our imagination not ideal.
我们可以想象这么多的动物在一个大的那个箱子里面。过了一年多的日子，他们是怎么过下去的？
Can we imagine living in such an enclosed space with so many animals for 1 year?
他们那时候没有抽水马桶啊。
At that time, they did not have plumbing.
所以动物有很多排泄物啊。
And so all the animals had many excrements.
那他们是怎么去管理？他们是怎么活下来的？
And how were they to solve this problem and to live on?
但是不管那怎么不愉快啊。
But regardless of how unideal the circumstance was,
都是一个暂时的时间而已。
They knew it was temporary.
最后。就要离开了。
That in the end they would leave this ark.
神顾念他们。
That God remembered them.
所以这个日子就缩短了。
And so these days felt short.
然后等到神的时间到了。
And up until the timing of God came.
神叫他们出来了。
God instructed them that they can exit.
看第八章。
Let us look at chapter 8.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
神对挪亚说：“你和你的妻子儿女。”都可以出方舟了。
Then God said to Noah, "Go out of the ark, you and your wife and your sons' wives with you."
所以进去什么时候进去，什么时候出来，都是神指示的。
So the timing of when to enter and exit the ark was instructed by God.
出来之后，挪亚第一件事情就是筑坛献祭。
And the first thing that Noah did when he came out of the ark was to offer sacrifice.
然后神闻到这个馨香之气，心里面就很喜欢。
And when God smelled of this aroma, he was very pleased.
虽然人从小就心里怀着恶念，就是人这个罪恶的这个思想没办法根除啊。
And even though the sin could not be absolved,
但是神不再用洪水灭这个世界了。
But from that point on, God would not use floodwaters to destroy the earth.
第二十二节特别说，从此以后，然后地还存留的时候，这个架设寒暑冬夏昼夜就永不停息了。
Verse 22 says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease.
那在这个出了方舟以后
，And so after they exited the ark,
这是一个新的世界。
They came to a new earth.
第九章的第九节，第八节。
And chapter 9, verse 8.
神晓谕挪亚和他的儿子们说：“我以你们和你们的后裔立约，并以你们在这里一切的活物，就是飞鸟、牲畜、走兽，凡从方舟里出来的活物立约。”
God spoke to Noah and to his sons, saying, "As for me, behold, I establish my covenant with you and your descendants after you, every living creature."
哦，这个约就是方舟之后出了方舟以后的。
And this covenant was established after they came out of the ark.
这个约是有天上的彩虹做记号的。
And this covenant was the rainbow in the sky as a mark.
这个就是神他的恩典的记号。
And this was a sign of God's grace.
在这样一个天上的彩虹看来呢？
That when we observe the rainbow in the sky,
就好像神坐在那个宝座上。
It's as if God is sitting at His kingdom.
神真的实现了他的诺言，他所讲过的话。
That God truly fulfilled His word.
那所以我们看到神跟挪亚他立的这个永约啊。
And so we see that the covenant that Noah established with Noah
也成了救恩的记号。
Also was a sign of salvation.
这是为什么最后在启示录第十十 一章啊。
This is why in Revelation chapter 11.
我们先看启示录第十一章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 11.
第十一章，请看第十五节。
Revelation 11 verse 15.
启示录十一章十五节。
Revelation 11 verse 15.
第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说：“世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要作王，直到永永远远。”
And the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, "The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever."
这是最后神的国成了。
This happened when His kingdom was proclaimed.
那在第五章，启示录第五章。第四章，对不起，第四章。
Earlier in Revelation chapter 4,
我们看到这个神坐在天上的宝座。
We see that God was sitting in the throne room of heaven.
那个宝座，我们看四章的第三节。
Let us look to Revelation 4 verse 3.
看那坐着的，好像碧玉和红宝石，又有红围着宝座，好像绿宝石。
He who sat there was like a jasper and a sardius stone in appearance, and there was a rainbow around the throne.
那这个就是这个天上的彩虹。
And this was the rainbow in the cloud.
代表着神的恩典。
Represented God's grace.
坐宝座的是神掌权。
And God sat at the throne room of heaven.
他真的是这个现在他所这个新的世界，就是成了我主基督我主的跟主基督的国了。
And this kingdom became the heavenly kingdom.
其实这个是最后天国的实现了。
And this was when heaven was proclaimed.
那所以你看。这个神跟当时挪亚所立的约啊
，So we see that the covenant that God established with Noah
一直讲到这个救恩，到最后神的国度实现的。
Up until the kingdom of God was proclaimed，
天上的这个彩虹就是记号了。
This rainbow in the sky continues to be a sign。
所以我们今天看到神的这个救恩的计划。
So today when we see the plan of God's salvation，
我们今天也成了这个救恩计划里面的一部分了。
We are also a part of salvation。
我们需要去传扬神的这个伟大的救恩。
And we need to spread His gospel。
我们下个星期开始就是我们的联步道会。
And next week is our evangelical service。
我们要需要去把这个信息传递。
And we need to fulfill our expectations to preach this news.
让众人可以知道，在这个末世，神准备了这样一个末世的方舟。
So that all can know that in the end times, God has prepared this one ark.
在这里就是神跟我们立约的。
That here is where God has established His covenant with us.
在这里我们一定可以存活的。
That here indeed we will live.
面对末世危险的日子的时候。
No matter what we encounter in the end times.
我们可以有神的保护。
We have the protection of God.
我们真的可以得到安息。
And truly we can receive peace.
在这里我们可以看到神给我们的盼望。
And we can see the hope that God has for us.
最后我们一定可以看到天上的宝座出现。
And we can see the throne in heaven appear.
神用他的恩典围绕我们。
That God will envelop us with His grace.
我们一定可以见到神新天新地的实现。
That we can truly see this new heaven and this new earth.
希望这一段的创世纪里面的道理呢，能够成为我们努力传福音的一个动力。
And hopefully, this passage in Genesis allows us to preach the gospel.
也让我们更确信我们所归入的真教会。
For us to be sure that we are in the true church.
真的是照着主耶稣基督所吩咐的、所建设起来的。
That it is according to the instructions and created by God.
这个末世的方舟。
That the ark in the end times.
要成为我们得救的方法。
Will also be the way to salvation.
愿主耶稣带领我们。
May God continue to guide us.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn together.
我们唱是第几首？
393首。
Hark, there's a shepherd's voice I hear out in the desert dark and drear, calling the sheep who's gone astray far from the shepherd's fold of way. Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin.
them in, bring them in, bring the 1-3-1 to Jesus. O God, and help the shepherd kind, help him the wandering ones to find, who bring the lost ones to the fold, when there is shelter from the cold. Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring them in, bring the 1-3-1s to Jesus. Out in the desert, hear their cry. Out on the mountains, wide and high. Hark, this the Master speaks to thee. Go find my sheep where'er they be. Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin. Bring them in, bring them in, bring the 1-3-1s to Jesus.
Please
be seated.
一起来祷告。
Now we're going to kneel down and pray together.